right to think for yourself on KEVT AM 1210, Sahuarita, Tucson.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, we have arrived. We have taken our palates to paradise, and we are in the Aloha State, and it is the beautiful island of Maui. We have arrived safe and sound, and the delicious destination for our broadcast today is the one and the only, the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub in beautiful Kahana, and the red carpet has been rolled out for us, fellow foodies. Now, all of you listening in Southern Arizona, I really wish you were joining us at this table, at this Ohana experience that we are having, because the brews are just running. They are distributing from every tap in the place. The food is about to be delivered to us on the table, and when you come to Maui, you have to come to the Maui Brewing Company. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Brew Pub here on the beautiful Valley Isle of Hawaii, the island of Maui. Now, as we, my wife and I, as you know, we bring our family here every couple of years, and we've been regular fixtures here at the Maui Brewing Company, because wherever fine craft beer is sold, Maui Brewing has to be one in the lineup. So here we are having a great time, enjoying a great brew, and when we're sitting down here talking about Maui Brewing Company, you know, where we can't have an authentic and delicious conversation about what this all means without the owner and the founder himself. He has taken a few minutes out of his deeply busy schedule here to sit down with us. Owner, founder of the Maui Brewing Company, my good friend, Gary.
Doing great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I am so excited to be here, man. And, you know, my good friend Dennis Arnold from Barrio Brewing Company in Tucson says, look, if you're going to go to Maui, you got to go see my good buddy Garrett. Yeah. You know, you got to check out Maui Brewing Company. My good friend Kimberly Clements with Golden Eagle Distributors in Southern Arizona says, you guys are going to Maui? You got to go to Maui Brewing Company and talk to Garrett Marrero. What is it about your celebrity, nature that has people just flocking here from all over the world?
Well, I think it's Maui. It's definitely more Maui than it is me.
He's humble, isn't he, guys?
What is it, 79 and sunny in Phoenix right now? So
right.
It's not too bad. But I just I got a lot of great friends in the business, and this business, among apart from every other corporate-run business in the world, if you will, this one's all about camaraderie. It's the, like you said, the Ohana spirit's totally alive in craft beer. And when we go to Arizona or to Texas or Colorado, you know, you make friends, and these truly become part of that craft beer Ohana, and we all love to send friends each other's ways.
Right on. And, you know, when you walk into to the Loving Arms, you step into this this delicious destination for great beer and great food. It really is sort of this family atmosphere. I mean, you know, the bartender, he had no idea who I was, and I walked in, and it was like he was so happy to see me. It's like, is that part of your training program, or is that just an authentic experience you get here?
It's certainly something we strive for. You know, here at Maui Brewing, it's very important to communicate. But, you know, all of our bartenders are very well-experienced beer servers. You know, they're familiar with the beers we serve, and many of them come from other breweries.
Wow.
So, you know, a lot of times Maui's a fairly transient place. So we get people from all over, from Maine to Colorado to California, Oregon, and they'll live out here for a few years. And if they worked at a brewery there, it certainly puts them above other applicants, you know, because they have that embedded beer knowledge already.
So. Now, is there a name for those of us that keep coming back? I mean, seasonal residents doesn't sound, you know, it just sounds too formal. I mean, do you have a name, like a nickname for those of us that you see every other year, every year that, you know?
I'd just say our fans. Honestly, because I think you guys call them snowbirds,
exactly.
Right, over there?
Do you know what snow is anyway, Garrett Marrero?
I do.
When
I
was
grew
the
up
last
San
time
Diego,
you, oh, you, yeah,
you know,
he knows
frigid,
what snow is.
Frigid, chilly winters in San Diego. I have been to the snow. And
I've heard a lot about it.
I like it, but I prefer warm. So.
Yeah. So give us a little story on the Maui Brewing Company. As I said, my family and I have been coming here for years, and we've just have been so captivated by, you know, the spirit, as you say, this Aloha spirit, this Ohana spirit. But take us back to the early days of the Maui Brewing Company story. I mean, did you wake up one morning and say, I think I got what it takes to, you know, change people's lives through spectacular suds?
I think pretty much, yeah. You know, I was definitely young enough and crazy enough, green enough, you're definitely bold enough at that young age to make that decision. But really, it came out of trips to Maui where I fell in love with the island and was like, this is where I want to be when I grow up. And, you know, at that point, I was 23, 24, looking at retirement, saying, when can I move out here? You know, and at the same time, working a corporate job as an investment consultant in San Francisco. Three-piece suits. You know, I cared if my tie pin matched my cufflinks.
My gosh. You know,
that was important to me. And when I came here on my first vacation after starting that career, I was like, you know, this is such an awesome place, and this is where I want to be. This is what life is about. And over the three years after that, on several more vacations, you know, I was always drinking what I thought was the local beer here. And that was, at the time, Kona Brewing Company.
Right.
You know, when I sat down at Chemo's on Front Street and learned that the beer I was drinking, thinking it's made one island over, was actually made in Portland,
right,
far closer to me.
I don't understand that.
Exactly. And that was my eureka moment. It was like, well, I don't know much about brewing. I don't know the first place to even start. But why can't we make an authentic, local Hawaiian beer? And it's got to be great, but I want to do it on Maui. And that's where the idea began, and I was able to put together Maui Brewing from very humble beginnings, definitely.
And is it a challenge being so far away from the mainland when you're putting a brewery together, just in terms of materials and ingredients and everything that you need to actually create this thing? Did you run into any challenges along the way?
Absolutely. You know, fortunately back then, fuel surcharges weren't what they are now. You know, I mean, our shipping is more than doubled since we've been in business here in the last 10 years, and now costs us, you know, $7,000 or $8,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So a really big difference in per unit cost. But fortunately, we've grown so much that we've been able to absorb a lot of those economies of scale, or it increases with our economies of scale. You know, in the beginning, though, it was a struggle. It's one of the reasons it being so difficult here is one of the reasons why eight other breweries had started and failed on Maui, and we're the only one to have ever made it. So I think that really shows how difficult it can be. Our friends up at Alaskan really know what we're talking about.
For sure.
You know, they might have issues with heating things. We have issues with cooling things. But, you know, at the same time, it's the logistics that are behind it. And, you know, Darren, our director of brewery operations, is here, and he can talk and elaborate more about that later. But, you know, what he has to coordinate, the coordination of ordering grain, for example, at this point, is 10 weeks by the time we order to deliver.
Oh, my gosh.
And we go through one container every 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Four days.
So we're growing very, very fast. So can you imagine having to order something that's 10 weeks out and plan for it today? How many are on the water? How many are at the port? How many are getting ordered?
It's
and how many
are
receiving, just to keep up.
Without compromising the integrity of the product and keep giving people that consistency that they expect from a great craft brewer.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of great craft brewers, I mean, there we are on Hawaiian Airlines making our way across the beautiful body of water, and I'm reading the In-Flight magazine. Can you pronounce that for me? The
Hanaho.
The Hanaho.
Yeah.
And I learn that Maui Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Hawaiian Airlines, and our flight attendant was happy to introduce us to your beers. I mean, you don't go from these humble beginnings to the official craft beer of Hawaiian Airlines without doing something right, man.
It took some time, definitely, you know, and it's always been a challenge in Hawaii. You know, it was a green bottle state is what I referred to it as before we got started. And even largely now, you know, as far as percentage of sales, craft beer is still far minority, far behind the mainland even, but it's growing very rapidly. I think we lag the mainland a lot in terms of when things catch on and when things start really moving. But then once they catch on, we lead in terms of velocity. So we're growing very quickly in terms of a craft beer state. So, you know, there are eight breweries operational now. There are eight more in planning. One more that's supposed to open up here on Maui in July. And that's actually a startup that we sold our old brewery to. And I like to highlight that because it shows the whole spirit of craft beer sticking together and helping the smallest, newest guy is born out of the biggest guy around. And
I
think
I
that's
love it.
Really, you know, we're there to help each other, not fight over the scraps that are left behind by Bud Miller Coors. We want the meat on the table.
That's right, and that's the spirit that I love. I mean, we talk to our brewers in Southern Arizona. They say we're not competitors; we're collaborators. We actually are involved in the same game, and we're trying to shift the attention from the fizzy yellow stuff to real beer. And folks listening in Arizona, there are some real Maui Brewing Company products virtually all across the Old Pueblo. Arizona Pizza Company, Canyon's Crown on Tankaverde, the new place Hermanos down on 4th Avenue, Tap and Bottle, the Frog and Firkin, Old Chicago. The list is just growing each and every day. Wherever you walk in, there's a tap handle of Maui Brewing Company in Tucson, Arizona. Yeah. So you've got the wonderful Ohana Aloha Spirit is hitting the desert Southwest, and we're so excited that you brought that to us.
Thank you. Yeah, it was important to us. You know, all of our beer is produced here, you know, and it's oftentimes I think people are so used to being lied to that, you know, for us, you know, I've gone on all these trips. I was just in Arizona, I think it was in March when I came through March or April, and our good friends at Young's Market, our distributor out there, put together a
Young's
fantastic kind of 3-day nonstop events, ride-alongs.
You love it.
Shaking hands, kissing babies, having beers. It was a lot of fun.
Those Young's people are absolute heroes. I absolutely love
them.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Director of Brewery Operations, Darren Moser. He's actually going to introduce us to a flight of Maui Brewing Company products. And I cannot wait. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Valley Isle of Hawaii. Indeed, we are broadcasting live from the Maui Brewing Company, the brew pub right here in Kahana, having a great time live for another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. We're here with the owner and the founder of Maui Brewing Company, Garrett Marrero, is back with us.
How's it?
Everything is just going great. I just, you know, all my troubles just melt away
it
every time
as soon
I come
as you
over
set
here.
Foot here.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we were talking about the sophisticated brewing program you have here, and there's the guy at the helm who makes sure that quality is manifest throughout each and every step in this painstaking brewing process. And here he is for his On the Menu Live debut, the director of brewing operations for Maui Brewing Company, Darren Moser, is here. Hey, Darren, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing great. So what kind of barrel system do you have here? I mean, this is, you know, relative to some of the, you know, the bigger, brewers, what's the capacity out here? How much guys beer are you guys brewing?
Sure. So at our new facility, and it's worth mentioning, we have seen a lot of change in the past year, but at our new facility, which we started brewing at in October of 2014, we have an annual capacity of about 40,000.
40,000. Okay, that's a lot of beer.
It is and it isn't.
Well, I'll take 30,000 of those are probably me, and then everybody else consumes the 10,000 remaining.
Then there's not much left if you count me in. So,
Are you surprised by the growth, the exponential growth of this product in seemingly just a few years?
You know, I'm not really, because I think craft beer is moving at a good pace in general, and I think we are positioned very well to do our part in that. So, you know, while the new brewery was in planning, we didn't have that kind of capacity. We were brewing here at the pub and our old facility in Lahaina, and we were struggling to meet orders. That was the fact of the matter. So I'm not surprised at all that with the right tools in place, we're able to put the beer in the right place. So.
Now, when we say and we hear brewed with Aloha, now I challenge any other brewer to take you on that big, you know, claim. You are the only beer that I've ever heard of that is brewed with Aloha. Talk about what that means.
Sure. Well, it can mean a lot of things. It means hello and goodbye to start.
And I want one of your beers on each and every turn.
Sure.
Every hello and every goodbye is with you.
No, for us, I think brewed with Aloha, at least to me, what it means to myself and our team is that, you know, we work hard and play hard. It is a lot of work, and it does take a great attention to detail. And as Garrett mentioned earlier, logistics, planning, it can be incredibly complex, but it's also to remember to keep it simple and have fun with it. And really, at the end of the day, we're making a product that is for people's enjoyment.
Exactly.
And that's a wonderful thing.
And that's what you want. We're actually, in our next segment, we're actually going to be putting some of these bold claims to the test, Garrett Moser. We're going to be tasting a few beers here that you brought out, and I'm going to be on the lookout. I want to make sure that I pick up that sense, that dedication, that pledge of Aloha. That's what I'm going to be looking for. So, you know, be ready. How many beers are you actually brewing here? I mean, how many are coming out of the handles behind the bar right now?
Sure. Well, here at the Kahana Pub, we actually have 21 handles available with our beers. Sometimes we run a guest beer or, you know, bring another brewery in so that we have some variety for our customers. And then we always have our Island Root beer on tap here as well. So that is a total of 22 taps here. Many of our beers rotate throughout the year. So in the course of a year, we may brew up to 60 different styles of beer.
My goodness. So you say 20. How many are on tap right now? 20?
I believe we have 20 of our own beers.
And those are all yours?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how do you, when you're beginning to put a sort of a craft beer menu together, a platform together, when you've got such an impressive lineup of suds, are there mandatories? I mean, do you have to have a great stout? Do you have to have a great IPA? Are there certain elements that you know because of the market demand you can't live without?
Sure. That's certainly there's an aspect to that. You know, we do pay attention to what the craft beer consumer wants to drink. And, you know, the bottom line is for a long time on Maui and in Hawaii, there hasn't been a lot of craft beer. So we've placed ourselves to fill that niche. I think that one thing that makes Maui Brewing Company is unique is the differentiation in styles that we produce. I mean, we have five different yeast strains represented on the beer board right now, and that's pretty unheard of. Most breweries try to shy away from having that many things going, and so we really try to differentiate and make sure we have a good variety.
Now, when you talk about yeast strain, I mean, you almost have to have a background in biology or in chemistry to understand this multidimensional process that brings beer from grain to the center of a glass, which, let me just say, Garrett Marrero has downed that beer in probably record time. I mean, I'm not...
I said Aloha fast, both the hello and the goodbye. It's an Ono Gruen. It's a fantastic lager that Darren makes, and I might
have to try some of that.
I've been infatuated with this particular one, dry hop pilsner, and it's
gorgeous.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
I mean, why not? So, the science of brewing is fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'd make the argument in both directions. It is a lot of biology, chemistry, engineering, and physics, of course, as well. And, you know, you certainly don't have to have a strong background in those things, but you should. But you can also look at it in terms of the history of brewing. When people started making beer and discovering this phenomenon that led to the beers we're drinking today, that impacted the science along with it. You know, so as beers evolved, the science was pushed and evolved as well. So now we have a great understanding of how to make the beers we want to make. But at the end of the day, that's where the science is backed up by some creativity and ultimately the craft.
It's where art meets science in a glass.
Totally. You can say with confidence here, live on radio, that Aloha is a science-based spirit.
Well, I don't know if I'm the expert on that particular topic, but why not?
Exactly.
Well, anyway, too, with Andrea, Dr. J, we got to throw a shout-out to her. She's our resident QAQC. She holds a doctorate in molecular biology and genetics. So, you know, I know Darren and I speak for us all, the entire team, that without Dr. Dre's capabilities, you know, I think with her being on the team, our beers have even further excelled and developed and stayed very consistent.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
We're very proud to have her on the team.
There is a doctor.
And it's her birthday tomorrow.
In the house.
There is.
Oh, and she's probably listening right now.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre, what's up? We're enjoying the fruits of your labors. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple valued sponsors. And when we come back again, we're going to be doing a flight tasting of some great beers coming out of the Maui Brewing Company on this Power Happy Hour broadcast here on Power Talk 1210, live from the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub, right here in beautiful Kahana, Maui, Hawaii. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
We are here on Power Talk 1210 live from Paradise. Yes, we have transported our palates to Paradise. And that only means one thing: when the Russells come out to Hawaii, we go to Maui Brewing Company, and we enjoy a great libation and some great food at the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub in Kahana, the site of our delicious broadcast for this Saturday at 4 o'clock. Or is it 1 o'clock? Oh, I don't remember what time it is, but it's good because I don't care about time, Garrett Moreau, when I'm in Maui, man.
Beer 30. Right?
Beer 30.
Somewhere.
That always is, man. Anyway, owner and founder of the Maui Brewing Company, Garrett Moreau, I am so pleased that you have opened up your doors to let us do this crazy hour of broadcast here and introducing us to a true leader in his own right, Darren Moser, the Director of Brewery Operations. Now, we are sitting here staring down, Darren Moser, a lineup of what you believe is best representative of this Aloha spirit, of this Ohana spirit, of this science-based spectacularness that is Maui Brewing Company. Where shall we begin our flight tasting, sir?
Sure. Well, as we mentioned earlier, in the course of a year, we brew up to 60 different styles of beer. So it really
I only have time for 55, because we only have a half an hour left.
It really is.
We could probably do that between the two facilities, actually.
Yeah.
32 and 22 is 54.
That's it, man.
So. We have, you know, it's hard to pick, but basically what we did was set up a flight of some of the beers that have made us most famous.
Nice.
Along with our most recently released seasonal and celebration of the new brewery. So we're going to go through those today.
Let's do it. All right, start with number one.
Sure.
My palate has been prepared for Paradise.
Sure. So the first beer that we have up here is our Bikini Blonde Lager.
Right here.
It is German-style Helles. It's actually It is a yellow fizzy beer of sorts, but unlike an American standard lager, this has some caramel malt, just enough to give it a little bit of flavor and body, and German noble hops. It's a clean, crisp, refreshing beer, perfect for Maui.
Really, perfect for Maui, and you know, this is one of the beers that we see a lot of in Tucson.
Oh yeah,
this Bikini Blonde. You know, Arizona Pizza Company, which is our neighborhood pizza place right in our own backyard, loves the Maui Brewing Company sort of story and spirit. You can always get something from Maui Brewing Company at AZP. So, fellow foodies, again, if you want to try this, you don't have to fly to Maui. We'd love for you to join us, but go to Arizona Pizza Company Tavern over there on Sabino Canyon Road, just south of Sunrise, and you can get some of this great beer. So, what is the proper way to raise our glasses together in that true Ohana spirit before we begin to enjoy this spectacular moment together?
Sure, I believe that would be Okole Maluna.
Okole Maluna.
Okole Maluna.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah.
Technically means bottoms up.
Bottoms up. Okay.
It's a great place to start.
Okay, so you say yes on fizzy. You say yes on yellow.
Sure.
And I get that.
Sure.
But let me talk about the profound differences between what we know as fizzy yellow and a beautiful artisan craft beer. So you don't sacrifice this foundational taste. Like you say, those German hops, you know, that sort of, you're building it on the sort of quality ingredients. So, yes, it's light. Yes, it's refreshing. A great poolside beer. But perhaps this is where you would begin sort of a meal. You know, you would begin your tasting with this Bikini Blonde. And you get this wonderful light flavor as it sort of cascades across your palate. But it is not, I mean, this is a full, beautiful, full flavor. I mean, I really like it for a blonde beer.
Yeah, I mean, it shows you the difference between, you know, 100% malted barley versus corn and rice.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's full of flavor. It's a light, refreshing lager that you want to come back to because it offers you something instead of offering you nothing and being masked in cold, ice-cold, sub-zero temperatures.
You know, so. Yes, please don't do that.
Yeah.
So, okay, beautiful place to start. Again, where would Maui Brewing Company be without this Bikini Blonde? A gorgeous place to start the tasting.
Yeah, far and away our most popular beer by volume. It's a good one.
All right, where are we going next, Aaron?
The next beer on the flight is our Mono Wheat.
The Mono Wheat, which I have not yet had.
Okay.
So this is an historic moment that's happening right before your very eyes.
We
might want to pause and reflect on the magnitude of what's about to happen. I mean, this is a first time.
Yeah.
Talk about this one.
Sure. So Mono Wheat is an American-style wheat ale. It's a little bit more on the clear side versus Hefeweizen, and that would be very cloudy. But this beer is really unique for us because it's one of our beers that includes a local ingredient here from Maui. So this American-style wheat is also brewed with about 15% by volume of freshly pressed Maui Gold pineapple juice from pineapples that are grown right here on Maui.
And that is that distinct experience that I'm getting from this beer. Now, when you say pineapple, people think, oh, it's going to be too sweet, or, oh, this is overwhelming. You're just, there's like a, just a kiss. There's a kiss of pineapple. And it's our first kiss, Darren.
Sure.
This is an historic moment. So you brought the pineapple in. Again, local ingredients, so important to source what's beautiful here, what's native here.
Right.
You brought the pineapple in, but you've made sure that it's integrated well with all the other ingredients. So it's just a little bit of like I said, a suggestion that's really filling out this beer and making it perfect. You talk about seasonality. This is a great Memorial Day weekend beer.
Absolutely.
The Mono Wheat.
Yep. Mono Wheat.
What's the ABV on this?
It's about 5.5%. So it's not too strong.
Beautiful. Absolutely approachable. Okay, so we're going to continue our tasting. When we get back from our commercial break, we're going to have another celebrity joining us on our show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're actually going to be having Bravo Top Chef Season 10 finalist, Chef Sheldon Simeon, arguably the biggest rock star chef on the entire island. And fellow foodies, you do not want to miss 1 minute. We're broadcasting live from the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub in Kahana, Maui, for this Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210. Stick around, fellow foodies. We will be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210. I am so pleased that you have decided to join us this Saturday afternoon because we're broadcasting live from Paradise. Yes, from the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub in Maui, owner, founder of the Maui Brewing Company, Garrett Marrero, and director of brewing operations, Darren Moser, just making me feel as I send like part of the Maui Brewing Company, Ohana. And I'm grateful to the both of you for introducing this to us and this story to us, which we have celebrated for years, but just sort of walk us through this this process and the passion that is manifest here, Maui Brewing Company. Again, fellow foodies, go check out Maui Brewing Company all over, Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and of course, Maui Brewing. What's your website address, Garrett?
Website's real simple, MauiBrewing.com.
MauiBrewing.com.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Maui Brewing Co. for company, Maui Brewing Co.
Maui Brewing Co. You made it easy for the stupid ones of us, so anyway. Well, you
know.
More
for me. I figured they could figure it out.
When I told some of my colleagues that I was going to be coming out to Maui and wanted an incredible, life-changing culinary experience, it seems, guys, that all the roads lead to this guy called Chef Sheldon Simeon. Now, he is the recent finalist on the Bravo Top Chef program, and that is no small feat, and I am honored to bring him onto the broadcast to share with us a little bit about island cuisine as we are preparing our palates to enjoy some great food this week, representing a great restaurant called Migrant at the Wailea Beach Marriott Resort is Chef Sheldon Simeon. Chef, are you with us?
What's up? Aloha, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh,
how's it, brother?
Aloha. Aloha. Now, where do you go from there? When Chef Sheldon Simeon says aloha, I just smile. Because that's just another moment that we just love when we come to the island. Well, look, Chef, we've got a lot to talk about with you, and I'm sure your life has just completely changed as a result of really taking your passion for the culinary arts here in Maui and really taking it worldwide through this great Bravo Top Chef. And we're going to be talking about that in a minute, but let's get to know you a little bit better. I mean, I was reading some of your stuff, and you talk about this family representation that you brought to Bravo, this homage to your grandmother. I mean, how important, Chef, is family when you are producing something at the center of the plate?
Well, I think family centers my whole life, you know. That's what it's all about. I've got four kids, so I got kind of on that road of you're automatically going to be in a family setting. But that's what Hawaii is. And me growing up was always surrounded by around food and around family. So I was just being myself when I was on the show, and I guess it kind of bled through and everybody's seen that.
And, you know, and if, again, family is really the fabric of what you have created, and I love the fact that you talked about your kids. I mean, you know, I bring my kids here to the island every other year, and this is such, Maui is such a family experience. Like you said, it's this Ohana experience. Now, is it safe to say that I have now been embraced as a member of the Simeon family? Are we here to say that live now on radio?
Yeah, we're gonna put it on tape that you are part of the Simeon Ohana right there. There you go.
So, Chef, this restaurant that you oversee there, again, at the Wailea Beach Marriott Resort, you talked about Migrant, this great restaurant, almost like a dream come true. Now, you've been on the chef circuit. You've got a long journey on the culinary arts trail. What is it about Migrant that you believe is all about a dream manifest?
Yeah, well, like what you said, it's been a long road to here, and you know, this past few years has been like that wave that you dream about that surfing it, and it hasn't ended. But you know, I was started very simple. I started as a dishwasher and kind of worked my way up to be an executive chef. And with this project with Migrants, it's to have something that you know that I'm at the forefront of creating. It's my brand, and it's my vision, and I get to share it with everyone. Yeah, man, I never thought starting my career 10 years ago that this is where I'd be right now. So I'm very thankful for all of that I get to share that.
We're so proud of you, and I know Maui is proud of you too. This community, this island, this wonderful the camaraderie here that has rallied around you, and you're really your local boy. I mean, you're a favorite son here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a product of the island, and I graduated from Maui Culinary Academy. You know, I grow my kids, and I'm going to raise my kids here, and I'm part of the community, and I was just super stoked that I got to represent Maui, and I really, that was always in the back of my head that, hey, you're representing something that's very special, so I wanted to showcase that when I was on the show, and throughout my whole days, and whatever I do is knowing that, hey, I'm here to represent Maui, this super epic place that we all get to live in.
And the super epicness doesn't stop when the cameras at Bravo turn off, because you can go up to Migrant when you're in Wailea, and you can experience this epicness. And I love the fact that the story that your food tells is about celebrating what is local, celebrating what from the, you know, the beauty of the land. So, Chef, I come from Arizona, and we love local ingredients. You know, the local seeds and chilies, the cactus, the succulents, the botanicals of the desert is what we really love to see coming out of local restaurants. When you say we're all about local there at Migrant, what kinds of flavors and ingredients are you working with there at the restaurant?
When we talk about local, we talk about our landscape. So we start with the farmers. Those guys do all the hard work, and I just got pretty much cook it up, warm it up, and put it on the plate. But so that's the farmers. Then we got the fishermen and the ranchers, and then we got the stories and the culture that makes up the culinary scene up here. And we've got so much from when the Polynesians came to when we got the immigrants came to work on the plantations. Just all of this coming together in this pot. And that's what local is showcasing what we have in our backyard. You know, Hawaii is the most isolated landmass and in the world. Like, we're surrounded by water, and there's not a square inch of land around us. So that's what makes it special, is you come to Migrant, you'll get to taste not only the fruit, the vegetables, but you'll taste the people and the culture. That's what I want to, when people come to Migrant, is have a real taste of what Hawaii is.
That's just beautiful. Now, can people get a taste of Maui Brewing Company at Migrant?
Yes, definitely. Garrett's the man. These guys, they're all about local. So we wanted, that was like one of the first things that we wanted to do, is like pair up with these guys. So we've got a whole flight of beers that we have served at Migrant for sure.
That's great. So how, after you have been introduced to this global community now on television, you know, you say a 10-year culinary journey, which is astounding to me. You go from dishwasher to Bravo Top Chef finalist. I would imagine, I mean, does it take 90 days reservations to get into Migrant these days? I mean, has your business just gone through the roof? How have you responded to this global demand for Chef Sheldon Simeon?
I tell you that it's still yet a blast every day of how much people come to the restaurant, and you know, people say that they center their vacation around coming to eat at the restaurant, and you know, I'm pretty much there every day. I still love to cook. I'm still rubbing elbows with the guys on the line, and you know, I take some time to go out into the dining room, and I just feel super special that I get to be, you know, have that place and have that sense of connection with people that they were. I loved you on the show, and when we came to Maui, that we wanted to do was to come to Migrant, and man, that just humbles me how special and how lucky I am to have that opportunity to share it through food and just to, yeah, I'm just, see, every time I talk about that, I'm still getting used to it because it feels so special that I got that opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, and the story continues because Migrant has really exploded. Like you said, it's this dream come true, and people can get a sense of who Chef Sheldon Simeon is here at Migrant, again at the Wailea Beach Marriott Resort. Now, what's the one particular food item that you just love to work with that you think is sort of representative of that Simeon style that you can almost guarantee will have a place on the menu for now and for years to come?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I tell everyone my favorite vegetable is pork belly. I don't know about you, but I'm cooking. We get down with pork. So first, like one thing that we do, first thing that when you come to the restaurant, we have a big bucket of chicharrones that we put down on the table with some Hawaiian chili pepper water. And that just kind of sets you up that this is not a regular experience. Let your hair down. Come enjoy. Get some Maui Brewing beer. Have some pork belly and then enjoy yourself for the evening.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I heard you right. So when you arrive at Migrant and you sit down, you are brought a bucket of chicharrones. I mean, that's this pledge to pork belly that you have made there at Migrant?
That is the truth right there, yeah. No bread service here.
No bread. Now, Darren,
bread when you have pork.
Of the beers that you're sourcing here at Maui Brewing Company, when you're thinking of some great pork belly, what's a great beer to pair up with Chef's the magnificent pork that he's talking about?
Sure. Well, you know, a brown ale would go great with a deep, rich, savory pork belly.
Beautiful.
But our pal Hanna Pilsner would cut up those chicharrones just right.
Now, do you deliver, Chef Sheldon Simeon? We're at the Kahana Brew Pub at the Maui Brewing Company. Where's this getting down with pork here? We might have to make our way over across the island to see you in person, man.
Yeah, man. Come down and see us at the Marriott Beach, Wailea.
The Wailea Beach Marriott Resort. Again, we're talking to Chef Sheldon Simeon, the man who has brought to us in his eternal migrancy this wonderful place called Migrant, and we really can't say enough about you. All of our listeners across the desert Southwest are going to make sure that when they come out to the islands, please put Migrant on your itinerary, because not only will you get a chance to experience, but get to meet the guy too, because he doesn't hide out in the kitchen. He's a man of the people. He comes out and he meets his guests. He actually gets down with pork, and he brings buckets of chicharrones. And anybody that does that is a huge guy in my book. Anyway, Chef Sheldon Simeon, how can people learn a little bit more about you? And more importantly, how can they find you online so they can make reservations to experience your magnificence for themselves?
Yeah, so check us out at migrantmaui.com. And then we're also on all of the social media. Check us out on Facebook as Migrant Maui, and or follow my personal Instagram or Twitter account at Chef Wonder. I'm always posting stuff on our specials and all of that.
Chef Wonder is his name. You heard it here first. Anyway, Chef, I tremble in your presence. I can't wait to actually meet you, and we're going to come out to Migrant at some point and, you know, get ready because our palates are highly sophisticated, and we are ready for a life-changing experience at your very credentialed and gifted hands. Chef Sheldon Simeon, thank you so much for hanging out with us, brother.
Right on, man. Aloha. I'll see you guys soon. We'll keep the teacher on top.
Yeah, he's going to keep the teacher on top. Way to go.
All right. Thanks, Sheldon. Aloha. It's great to talk to you, brother.
So, Gary Marrero was telling us, so, you know, you literally texted him a picture of our broadcast, and, you know, this is like this world-class chef, you're this world-class brewing company, but you guys at the end of the day are like neighbors and friends, and you kind of hang out, right?
He lives, what, like four doors down from you, right?
In my neighborhood,
like,
yeah.
He's
three
in
doors.
Your neighborhood!
You guys were next door for a
while.
Are, like, yeah, like across the driveway.
Now, but, does he have, like, dinner parties or progressive parties? Does everyone say, I think we're going to let Sheldon cook tonight?
I don't... I've never been over for dinner, and I don't want to give away his personal life, but I've seen some pretty epic family meals getting cooked up in the driveway over there.
Yeah. Totally imagine.
I was washing my dishes.
Yeah, I've been, and it's epic. Him and Chef Lyndon Honda, who used to work with us, they're very close, and I've had that opportunity to have some of the home-style food. And he has on it, I follow him on Chef Wonder, and if he didn't say it, I was going to say it, but you got to follow the guy, because if you – the only warning being that you're going to be hungry following this guy. And he has this hashtag, come my house eat, and it really embodies a lot of his culture and what he puts into his food, where you'll see that hashtag on things that aren't even his house, but like at the restaurant or, you know, things he's doing with food. And it's like he really wants to welcome people into that fold and say, hey, you know, look at this food. This is you know, local farmer this or this fisherman brought that. And I think it's really cool to have that culture alive here on this very small community here.
I love it. So. I absolutely dig it. Okay, so we want to remind all of our listeners that we've got a gift card to give away. Our good friend Sam Alboy back in Tucson, owner of 4 Mama's Hawaiian Barbecues, he wants to give a gift card to the first person that calls in with the right answer to our trivia question. So I want you to stay tuned because we are going to be doing a trivia question. And again, first person that calls in with the right answer gets a gift card to experience Sam Alboy's Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue. Now we're going to dig into a little bit of deliciousness of your own that you get at the Maui Brewing Company, but we got a couple more beers to test. Darren Moser, we did the beautiful Bikini Blonde. Then we tried the Mono Wheat. What's next on our tasting?
Big Swell IPA. So that's our flagship American IPA. It is a beautiful malt body. Very light, crisp, and refreshing in body with just enough malt backbone to balance the hops. And it is a bitter beer, dry hopped with Pacific Northwest hops, but that's our bread and butter when it comes to IPA.
Okay, so this IPA, as I'm tasting it, and I don't know that I've had this particular one before, is really what you think an IPA should be. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I think there are, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to, get down on some of the brewers, you know, and I like big beers from time to time. I think people are saying, well, IPA is the hot new beer, so we're just going to go over the top. And here's our 15.5%, you know, sure. Triple IPA. This IPA right here, I think, is a salutation to what the IPA intention really is all about. You've celebrated the hops. You've got a nice IBU here, but it's not smack you upside the head. This is very nice. Again, the balance is gorgeous.
Yeah, if you think about it, think of where you're drinking it, especially right now. You know, you're here on Maui. It's, 80-something degrees outside, and we want you to be able to drink an IPA and drink more than one, hopefully, and enjoy it and not feel, like you said, smacked in the face. And there are some fantastic beers that smack you in the face out there, but sometimes you just want a stylistically appropriate American
exactly.
IPA.
Yes.
And, you know, there are some fantastic big beers or fantastic small beers, but we were joking the other day with the Schmaltz guys coming out with a Session Double IPA and kind of poking fun at Session IPA in general and how cheeky that is. But, you know, with Big Swell, it's been one of our core products. Actually, the first can of beer we ever produced was Big Swell IPA.
Oh, no kidding.
And we were going to do a pale ale originally, and then we said, you know what? We think IPAs are going to be the thing. And this is back in 06 when we were planning for canning. And it was like, oh, you know, let's do the IPA. Of course, then we get hit with the hop shortages and all those costs and everything the next year. But we stuck with it, and it's been a great flagship for us. And
I love it.
It's really well celebrated.
Just a beautiful IPA. And, you know, I'm no expert, but I would almost hazard a guess to say that this particular beer is brewed with Aloha.
I don't know, but absolutely.
I mean, I feel loved.
I feel
deeply cared for.
Yes, you should.
I'm in good hands.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to finish our beer tasting here in a couple of minutes, but you brought some treats for us to enjoy straight out of the kitchen.
Absolutely.
At the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub. Again, this is part of our regular circuit when the Russell family is here, but you brought out a couple of things that you think are uniquely representative of the experience you're going to get here. What do we got?
Sure. Well, these are our Dynamite Tots.
Yeah,
tots are awesome, but on top of this, we make them dynamite. Dynamite's like a spicy cream sauce that we make for the tots, and it's got this nice cooling character from the sour cream or creme fraiche, but then has that dynamite seasoning that just makes it super spicy. So you can eat them like fries. You can share them. You can not share them, but they're a fantastic beer drinking snack. That's for sure.
What a beautiful pairing too with that IPA.
Yeah, and I think IPAs do extremely well with things that are spicy. They're spicy. They've got character on their own, and so they hold their own against a full flavored dish like the Dynamite Tots.
These are dynamite. Now, I don't know that I've ever had tots with creme fraiche. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a first.
We elevate the brew pub fare a little bit here. You know, we do a lot of everything's handcrafted here. You know, not just our beers, but our food as well. We house pickle for the pipicala that we'll try next. We do. We make all of our own sausages. We make our own ketchup, our own mustard, all of our own salad dressings. We don't buy out of a jar and reheat because we think that would be an insult to our guests that are looking for not only local beer, but what's special about your food because it's local.
Well, so then it wouldn't be made with Aloha.
Exactly. And our food needs to be as well.
Dynamite Toss, beautiful. Yeah. After the commercial break, we're going to try this other dish that you brought. But the time has come to see if one of our listeners might want to win a gift card to Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue in Tucson. What would be a fun question to ask our listeners today? You guys thought about it?
I'm sure Darren could come up with something.
Absolutely. You know, so currently we are Hawaii's largest craft brewery. But we've come a long way. In what year was Maui Brewing Company founded?
Oh, great question. Okay, we want to know what year was the Maui Brewing... Garrett, put down your phone. You're not eligible. What year was the Maui Brewing Company founded? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 520-750-7456. Again, 520-750-7456 for a chance to win a gift certificate for Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue right back there in Tucson. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub here in Kahana, Maui, with our friends, owner and founder of Maui Brewing Company, Garrett Marrero, and Director of Brewer Operations, Darren Moser, having a great time with some great food and some great suds. Again, the question of the week, if you want to win a gift certificate to experience Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue back home in Tucson, give us a call right now. The question is, what year was the Maui Brewing Company founded? Again, the number for you in Tucson, 750-7456, 750-7456. We've got a caller that called in who wants to know where in Tucson can they find Maui Brewing Company products, and it is my pleasure, gentlemen, What a coincidence. I have a list.
This is great.
Now, we can't tell you whether or not it's on tap now, but we will tell you there are some forward-thinking purveyors in Tucson that regularly feature Mowing Brewing Company products on tap. And then again, we've got Arizona Pizza Company, our neighborhood pizza joint there on Sabino Canyon Road, just south of Sunrise. We've got Canyon's Crown, of course, on Tancaverde. We've got the new place that everyone's talking about, Hermano's. We've got Tap and Bottle, which is off the hook fun and crazy. They've got Maui Brewing Company products. The Frog and Firkin right down there in Main Gate Square by the University of Arizona. They proudly feature Maui Brewing Company products. And, of course, Old Chicago right there on North Campbell Avenue. They have Maui Brewing Company products as well. I would say, Garrett Marrero, that your distribution team you're in good hands, that's whoever good, you're working with, man.
And don't forget, too, you know, if your favorite place doesn't have it, you can, of course, tell them, hey, I want it, go get it, and they can get it through our distributor there, which is Young's Market. And
Young's Market is great.
Just ask them for the real Hawaiian beer, because there are others that that look like it.
Yeah, you don't put a hula skirt on, you know, on someone and call it a real Hawaiian beer.
Exactly.
Right. You know, this thing, I mean, this made in New York City. What?
That's
no,
exactly.
You want
no
stuff
pecani.
Brewed right here. And again, like I'm looking at this In-Flight Magazine, Hawaiian Airlines. You know, authentic craft brew from Maui, Hawaii. So much so that Hawaiian Airlines has said yes to the Maui Brewing Company because you're the official craft beer for Hawaiian Airlines.
To say only one airline is Hawaiian. And especially in the mainland, only one beer is Hawaiian. We're the only craft beer that's distributed across the country that is actually made in Hawaii.
Beautiful. All right, we got one more item to try here on our tasting. What do we got going on here,
sure,
guys?
This is our pipikala. Pipikala is a pickled beef, essentially, and it's pickled with shoyu and raw Maui onion, and we throw in a little bit of jalapeno there to kick up the spice a bit. But it's a really fantastic cold dish.
Mm.
It's so refreshing. It's kind of like the beef equivalent of poke. So poke is our ahi poke, which is normally a raw
tuna
salad. This is beef, and it's been cooked, but it is slow cooked and then pickled, and it is fantastic. It is it's awesome.
So I'm getting an island experience right here at the brew pub.
Absolutely. We try to draw, of course, like Sheldon said, you know, draw from the aina, draw from the land, the farmers, the ranchers, everyone here.
Beautiful.
Not only for our beer, but also for our food. You know, I'm proud of the fact that our restaurant doesn't have a microwave. Like, we don't reheat anything.
Oh,
we
thank
make
you.
Food from scratch. And, like I said, down to our ketchup, our salad dressings, and everything beyond. You know, if you have a bratwurst, that sausage was stuffed here. And I think those things are important when you're here voting with your dollars for something local.
I love
we
it.
We want to deliver you a local experience.
Not cutting any corners at all.
No, not
we have
at
about
all.
A minute, Darren Moser. We got time for one more beer. Which one are we drinking, man?
That beer is going to be our coconut porter.
The coconut porter.
So this is the one that put Maui Brewing Company on the map. It's probably our number one seller on the mainland. A little warm out here for it, but it's a robust porter. Our brewers hand toast the coconut at the brewery right before it goes into the beer, and we use techniques similar to other brewers that would dry hop their beers to induce the flavor, and it's excellent.
Your number one beer is being produced by someone who is hand toasting the coconut?
Absolutely. It's the only way to get the right flavor.
Absolutely. What is 1,000 pounds of coconut for every batch these days?
Yes,
you gotta be kidding me. Okay. And again, like the mono wheat. Like this bringing in pineapple without making it so overwhelmingly sweet. The coconut, what you've done, and kudos to your toasting team, because they have maintained the native taste of what a coconut is.
Absolutely.
This is not a pina colada in a beer, people. This is celebrating what coconut is. You know, again, a native to Hawaii, and you brought it into this big, robust backbone of the porter. There's a lot going on in this glass, and I think it's just spectacular.
You're looking for that toasted, nutty sweetness, you know, and we get criticized sometimes for not being coconutty enough, but we make beer. We don't make juice. We don't make coconut water. We want it to be a robust porter, but we want to bring the dimensional flavors up and add a dimension, if you will, and use that toasted, nutty sweetness to round out the roast character of a porter.
Beautiful.
So, you know, if you want fake flavors, there are other coconut beers out there to try. We will not use extracts. We won't cheapen ourselves that way. We want to make sure we're using the real fruit.
Beautiful. Anyway, the time has come for us to say goodbye, unfortunately. But anyway, Garrett Marrero with Maui Brewing Company, Darrett Moser, thank you so much to you and your team. Congratulations for your success. And thanks for letting us hang out with you for a while.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's been great to be here with you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website early next week at onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Maui Brewing Company, the next time you're in Hawaii. Give it a shot.